Pavel Krejcik closed his eyes. Corinne's face was before him. How long would it be before they were together again? He and his wife separated by this war. Would they ever know what it was to live together? That should not be such a far-fetched hope. The Hussites had prevailed. Once things were settled in Prague, he could return to Tabor. Then he and Corinne could truly begin their life as a married couple. Leaning back, Pavel allowed the sting of the recent loss of their child to wash over him. Had he truly grieved, or would he yet be swept away by it? What if Corinne? How did she fare? A hand landed on his shoulder. He jerked to attention. Eyes wide, reaching for his sword's hilt, a young man crouched beside him. How had he come upon Pavel without notice? "Excuse me, my lord." The young man's eyes were clear. "General Žižka sends for you." "Žižka? What might he want?" Pavel nodded and rose. Whatever the general needed, it would certainly be important. The short walk through camp to Žižka's tent seemed longer than it could have possibly been. Though the hour was late and nearly all the men had long since surrendered to sleep, Žižka still worked over a table, poring over maps illuminated by candles. The flame flickered across his features, casting shadows and drawing attention to different angles in alternating patterns. His stern expression became all the more severe. Pavel halted a few steps short of the simple desk. Moments passed, and still Žižka's gaze did not divert toward him. Was the man so focused? Surely he must have realized he had company. But Pavel did not find offense in it. He had long since accepted that the good of the majority was more important than his own needs. He could wait for Žižka to finish whatever strategic planning he had engaged in. Once his eye fell on Pavel, Žižka set his tools to the side and stepped around the table, moving toward the man who was several years his junior.
"Pavel,"
he began, his voice low and his words measured.
"Thank you for coming."
"Of course, General."
Žižka stopped a couple of arm's lengths short of Pavel. He nodded in acknowledgement at the other men around them, and they moved several paces away. Pavel worked to keep his features neutral. What could this mean? What manner of news did Žižka have? Or was there some task he wished Pavel to perform, some delicate or dangerous matter? Did Pavel have more fight in him? The man's steely gaze leveled on Pavel once more. It seemed to bore into him. Certainly it saw more than Pavel wanted it to.
"There is news from Tabor."
Corinne, was she unsafe? His heart raced and his chest tightened. He suddenly had great difficulty moving air. Forcing a breath in and then pushing it out, he worked to calm his body. This was no time to fall apart.
"Your parents, the Baron and Baroness, their home has burned to the ground."
Now it was impossible to take air in. Nothing would move. Then his breaths came in and out rapidly. He had no ability to control them, nor a care to try. His vision became hazy. "No, not now, not like this." Once again forcing rhythm to his breathing, he brought stability to his body and clarity to his mind.
"And what of my parents? My wife? Are they?"
He drew in a deep breath. He would stand. He would maintain his hold on himself. "Do they live?" Žižka's mouth, now a thin line, hardened.
"We have word from the Baroness Krejcikova. She is well and in Tabor."
"The others?"
The larger man's head dipped.
"Nothing